This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's on Goddard.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And the driving jam time.
The Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little excited. A new open. Woo-wee. I like that.
Sounds
little
good.
Arenado in there. Arenado equals ratings, by the way, just so you know.
Oh,
I don't know
sure.
if you realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Very nice. Brian Kelly, what I'm trying to figure out is how do they lose track of the bear? Now, wasn't everyone taking pictures and videos of the bear? And the bear just is like, I'm out.
He climbed up a tree, and then it climbed down the tree and disappeared into the night. I just got off the phone with a conservation agent a minute ago, and he was saying that he thinks it's about 2.5 years old. It got kicked out of the family. You know, it's Mother's Day, and his mother says, you're too old. Get out of here.
You're out.
So he's looking for his own territory. So just kind of leave him alone. Make noise. If you see him, he said, make noise. They don't see well, but if you make a lot of noise, you'll scare him away, bang trash cans and stuff like that. But no selfies.
Yeah, don't take selfies with the bear.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry that you're lost, and we hope we get you back with your family. And, you know, they're out looking for food, too.
Yeah.
You know, so just watch your pets. Be careful out there. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. And, BK, we're going to talk about the Blues for just a moment. I'm going to talk to Mike Schilt about this, too. But, man, Mother's Day is a very, very special day because of all that those moms have done for us. And I also thought about this, you know, they really take not only interest in you, but everything in your life moving forward. So everyone, everything that you've done becomes part of them also. And it's a huge responsibility. And moms are amazing. So
they certainly are. We would not be where we are, those of us in this room in particular, without our moms.
There is no doubt about that. Before we have Mike Schilt on, the Cardinals manager joins us every Sunday at 10:15 a.m., and he is standing by at Busch Stadium where the Cardinals are about to take on the Rockies. The Blues coming off back-to-back losses against Vegas. How do you feel about that? So the Blues fought and then fell apart in the last game, 2 games ago against Vegas, 4-3 in overtime. They did get a point, so they're in the playoffs. But yesterday they were flat. They lost 4-1, and you're likely going to see Vegas in the first round. You're going to have to play the best hockey of the season to beat them.
Yeah, I think so, and I'm not surprised. It's hard to generate that same intensity that you had over the past several weeks when they turned things around and made the playoffs. About 3 weeks ago, I said, I don't think they're going to make it, and they turned it around, played really well, played playoff-style hockey. So I'm not surprised they kind of had a letdown last night. You do want to see him send a message. I only saw the first period last night, and I thought the David Perron hit on Mark Stone was probably the highlight. and I'd like to see him send more messages to Mark Stone and the Knights. But I'm not really surprised about what happened last night. They need to kind of take a deep breath, get their healthy bodies back, and then get ready to take on Vegas in the playoffs.
When it comes to sitting out a game, writes Jim Thomas, Craig Berube, the Blues coach, won't leave it up to his players. He said, if I let my players decide it, they won't want a night off. He said, they'll want to play the rest of the games. He was quoted by Thomas as saying, it's tough to let those players make that decision. I think at times you got to make it for them. They're hockey players. They want to play the games. And so now they have to figure out, right? I mean, what's the formula here moving forward to get ready for the playoffs? I believe this, the Blues style play, and Cam Jansen will talk about this in our Garage Happy Hour. He would know. He's played at the highest level of hockey. That's coming up after the 11 o'clock hour with Andy Strickland and me. But he basically said, you know, the Blues style of hockey is a tough, physical, punishing style. Not everybody wants to play that style.
Right.
But they know when the playoffs come around, they have to. And that's how the Blues won the Stanley Cup. So it's a punishing physical but also mental style. I think I talked to you about this at 6:45 this morning. That's a, you know, it's hard unless you're in that situation. You and I have not been. It is very, very difficult to play the Blues style, but it's how they do it. If they're going to win the Cup, they're going to have to punish the other team. Vegas is so talented. But if you're able to get by, you're not going to have to play every game in Vegas. They're going to have to come here, too.
Yeah.
If you get by that series, Brian, I think anything's possible.
Yeah, because Colorado has kind of flattened out a little bit. They're not as strong. Minnesota doesn't really worry me. The Blues have handled them pretty well. And when you said that this morning, I thought you sounded exactly what I'm thinking, because it is a very tough, demanding. They don't have a Connor McDavid or an Austin Matthews who can skate around people a lot and avoid the contact, and they can win playing pretty hockey. They have to play dirty, hard-hitting hockey. That takes that extra level of intensity, and that's what they didn't have last night, but hopefully that's what they will find when they drop the puck in the playoffs.
And I mentioned three things in a column that I wrote about this on KMOX.com. Bennington has to get hot and has to play well and steal a game or two or more for you. Ryan O'Reilly's got to be number 90, and he is. You don't have to worry about him. Vladimir Tarasenko, if he could get healthy and play a two-way game, that would be great. Might be asking a lot, I don't know. But if 91 finds a way to turn it on, the Blues will be dangerous. I'm very curious about Klim Kostin. Now, there is a chance he's going to play here by the end of the regular season. That what role does he play? He's a big boy. I mean, he's, what, 6'3", about 215 pounds. He's the kind of player that Berube likes. He can score and also can get physical and just one. The KHL championship, so we'll see.
I'd like to see him get in the regular season, see what he can do, maybe, you know, experiment with a couple of different lines, see where he fits in. But, yeah, that's, and you know, you got to have everybody putting out. And Tarasenko, I mean, during the good run before he got hurt again, he was playing a pretty good 200-foot game. He'd get back, he would make defensive plays. We're seeing that from Jordan Kyrou now more recently. And, again, they've got to play both ends. And if you get Tarasenko and those guys buying in, that's a good sign.
We'll see. Kostin's here in St. Louis. He's just about finished with his quarantine, and then we'll be able to turn him loose.
So excited to see what he does.
We'll see what happens. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Mike Schilt, Cardinals manager, joins us next. Thank you, BK. James O'Sullivan is our producer. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
Time to get the inside scoop on the Cardinals 2021 season with Redbirds manager Mike Schilt. Welcome to the Mike Schilt Show, sponsored by Bath Fitter. It just fits your life, your style, your schedule. On your voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
It's 10:17, Cardinal baseball today, about 3 hours away. 1:15 first pitch for Adam Wainwright against the Colorado Rockies. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt is with us live from Busch Stadium. Mike, good morning. We are dedicating this show to the moms. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. They're the blessings of our lives, and we're grateful for them, and hope they have the day that they so richly deserve.
You get to spend a lot of time with a mom, and that would be your lovely wife, Michelle. And what a mom she is, Mike. It's really a special relationship she has with her daughters.
Yeah. She's a fantastic mom, a great example for her daughters, and you know, something I admire about her of many things. She's a tremendous mother.
And I, my admiration for you went up even higher after I heard you talk so wonderfully about your mom. Lib Schilt was a wonderful woman and a big part of your life. And I was thinking about this, how special it is that moms not only take responsibility and great care for you, but they become part of everything in your life. And your mom certainly was that, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a bittersweet day. Lost my mom in November of 19, and just, you know, one of those tough deals, man, that, you know, unfortunately part of life, but wonderful woman, very blessed to have had her as my mother, formed and shaped me in a lot of ways, a lot of love, a lot of tough love, and wouldn't be here today without her.
Yeah, the baseball career for you really comes through her, doesn't it?
It does. You know, she grew up in a double-A clubhouse, grew up around it, cut my teeth without realizing I was learning anything, just being around it and seeing how the moving parts worked, including the other things, the clubhouses and the media and all the different interactions that take place that makes our game go. And I was blessed to be a part of that because she was she worked in the front office and was able to do that for 8 years growing up and left a lasting impression, obviously.
Worked for the Charlotte O's, and what I like to think, I like to picture her letting little Mike go and just sort of explore the ballpark. Like, that independence for you must have been amazing. Obviously, you had a lot of people watching over you, but what a feeling that must have been, and she knew that you could gain strength through that, walk through that ballpark, and really learn kind of on the fly, right?
It's crazy, man. I'd catch a bus. I mean, you can't really do this now. I mean, you can, but I'd catch a bus and just cruise on down South Boulevard, get off, and grab a couple of sweet teas from my mom and Miss Crockett, the general manager, and grab myself a cheeseburger and a milkshake and go down and drop them off. And that was the last time they saw me until I went home. You know, I was shining shoes, chasing foul balls, shagging, running nachos, doing the scoreboard, whatever I could do to make a nickel and learn something. And it was pretty cool childhood.
That's so great. And I've watched you. I watch how you treat clubhouse attendants and the gentlemen who take care of the field and the people who take tickets and everyone involved in baseball, how you treat them really comes through your mom. And it's a great tribute to your mom. And happy.
Yeah, it's just,
yep.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. Just good experiences, man. I got a really wonderful opportunity to look at things through a lot of different lenses, do them myself. I mean, I was a clubhouse kid myself, so I know what it's like to shine shoes and hang uniforms and run errands, and you know, you have that perspective. You know what it's like sitting in a press box doing a scoreboard for 6 years and seeing how games are managed when you're really young at that level, but also seeing the media, whether it be the print media or the video media, that had deadlines and were anxious about their stories, and you know, were appreciative of accommodating players and managers, and also, you know, cringed when they got, you know, couldn't get what they needed to do their job. So I got a lot of perspective. You know, I ran the umpires room for years and did the umpires uniforms and shined their shoes, and you know, Jerry Lane's still in the league from coming through there in AA, so I got to see their perspective and after games and having people beat on their doors and yell at them, and you know, the things they dealt with. And the fact of the matter is, they're, you know, believe it or not, they're human too. So I got a lot of perspective, and you know, it helped me shape who I am today. I'm very grateful.
That's so great. You know, I do appreciate that, and we all do in the game appreciate what you do. And yeah, I was taught also by my mom. She encouraged this, is that, you know, when you are working and out doing your thing, try to understand how other people do their job and try to follow along, right? I mean, it's all it's going to do is continue to grow your education. In fact, I'm sure it still happens today, Mike. I mean, you have a job to do, a big job, manager of the Cardinals, but you're very aware of other things that are happening around that makes the whole thing go.
Yeah, you need to have your head on a swivel, be aware. I think empathy is a trait that candidly is you know, just not as prevalent as maybe it needs to be, and put up people's somebody's shoes and you know, our society, and this isn't what the conversation's about. But you know, it's just really about caring for others, taking view of big picture, being realistic about what's going on, and meeting people where they are. And when you do that and you treat people well, then you know, at least I can sleep at night.
Well, to the moms, we care about you a lot, and we hope that you enjoy your day and enjoy this show as we get your day going here. And I see you going for the sweep today, and I've experienced your last two games against the Rockies in very different ways. Friday, I was in the house. I was at the ballpark and did the pregame, postgame for our radio network as you beat the Rockies 5-0. And then yesterday, out fishing on the lake, listening to it on KMOX, Mike, with my dog.
Gig.
Yeah, man. Catching bass. Couple, you know, some bluegill jump in there. They're hungry. Those bluegill, they love to they love to get in there also, but not bad. Yes. You know, got to listen to the entire game on radio. Two totally different games, but same outcomes. You win them both. Let's start with Friday. Just a complete game. I think in terms of a clean, complete win, that one ranks up there. 5-0 was very strong across the board, wasn't it?
It was. Well-played baseball. Been playing well-played baseball. You know, but very clean game. Jack set the tone in a lot of ways. Seven innings. Better as he went. You know, retired 18 of his last 19. Hit the big homer. Threw a lot of leather around. Made some good defensive plays. And, you know, Harrison with a two-run homer and some timely hitting from Dillon and Goldie with a manufactured RBI. So it was just a well-played baseball game.
Jack Flaherty with the home run, of course, is what everybody was buzzing about. I loved your answer when somebody asked you what was your thought when that ball went over the wall. You said, well, 3-0. got himself some insurance. He wrecked that thing. You know what I really liked is the way he ran around the bases against Austin Gomber. And those two are very tight, good buddies. And yep. He just did his thing. Jack is a class act.
Yeah, he did it. You know, he knew he got it. Really got into it for sure. Great athlete. And yeah, he did it the right way. Went around the bases like he expected to do it. And, you know, was gracious to his competitor, his good friend, Austin. So, you know, it was a big swing.
Big swing, big game. Nolan Arenado had a good game. Everybody had a good game. Everyone contributed to that game. A 5-0 win over the Rockies on Friday. And then yesterday was a wild one. I mean, 3 hours, 39 minutes, a lot of stuff going on back and forth. A 9-8 win was the final. And I guess the first thing first is that Yadier Molina comes back and just picks up where he left off. I mean, he drives in three. And how does he look to you? Looks pretty good to me, health-wise.
He picked up right where he left off and, you know, had a big at bat to, you know, two strikes just to put the ball in play, ground ball to second, brought a run in, and then hit a missile on a slider up that, right through the middle for a two-run RBI single to three RBIs on a day we needed every one of them, and, you know, did his usual nice job behind the play, a couple of really nice blocks, nice play with him and Nolan on the force at home. Both of them had some nice plays on their end. So, you know, it was good to have him back and did a nice job.
He had some terrific plays, as you mentioned, defensively, offensively, caught a great game. And not to pass over Andrew Kisner at all, because Kisner held his ground while Yadi was gone. I mean, Kisner's caught three shutouts this year, Mike, and was able to break out of that 0-for-20 on Friday with a hit. What do you think about how Andrew Kisner was able to contribute?
Yeah, excellent points, Tom. He's played really well. You know, the defense has been good. The game planning has been solid. The adjustments during the course of the game have been very solid as well. Working with the pitchers, and he's receiving well, blocking well. He's just done everything we'd want him to do behind the plate. A nice job being in control of what's taking place. And, you know, he's taken some good at-bats. And, you know, ran a little stretch. He wasn't as good, but I know he was mentally focusing a lot on his defense and was a big part of a lot of key wins for us.
You won that game yesterday 9-8. Yadi's back in there today, by the way, in your lineup batting sixth. Carlos Martinez gave up 5 runs in his 5 innings. He did walk 5. Those walks can definitely hurt. What did you think just overall from Carlos, and how is he feeling?
He's feeling, you know, he twists his ankle and you know, was clearly able to pitch. And some days you go out there, you're not at your best, but you're able, and appreciated the grittiness to that, and was really a pitch away from, you know, being able to leave 5-1 ball game, but, you know, didn't. You know, he put a swing on him, cleared the bases, but, you know, some walks clearly hurt him. He just wasn't quite in his control as much as he has been, but that's saying something because he's been outstanding. So, you know, we want to give him a little grace, but was able to get through 5. We with a close game. You know, you know, our bullpen's been used a fair amount, so, you know, we have to take care of the bullpen and pitch who's available, and we've been doing that the last couple of days. And, you know, Gio and Alex, thankfully, were available for multiple innings and didn't have a lot of other choices, quite candidly. But there was the right time for them, and they were able to bring it home. Whitley with a big sixth as well. So bullpen, you know, bend a little bit, but didn't break.
Yeah, Cody Whitley's ERA is down to 2.35. He locks it down in the sixth with a scoreless frame, as you mentioned, two strikeouts. Gallegos gave up a couple of runs, one charge to Reyes, but then he turns things around and saves the game. It looks dynamite finishing it off. 10 saves for Alex Reyes. With Jordan Hicks sidelined for a while, Reyes has claimed that spot for the time being and certainly has... you just feel good for a young man who has had some career, Mike. I mean, I would say snake bit, you know, just dealt with a lot of things. But Alex Reyes has matured, hasn't he, into a tremendous big league pitcher.
Yeah, for sure. He's got all the arsenal to go with it. He's got the mentality to take place with it. But he's just putting it all together and getting the opportunity to get out and compete. And he's done a great job.
Cardinals get the win. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10:30. We'll come back for a second segment with Mike Shildt and talk about his ball club going for a sweep today. A lot going on in Major League Baseball, and the Cardinals right now are pushing near the top of the National League. We'll tell you exactly where they are when we come back on the Mike Shildt Show on KMOX. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Mike Shildt Show, sponsored by Bath Fitter. It just fits your life, your style, your schedule. On your voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Looks like we're pretty good for baseball today. A 1:15 first pitch for the Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies. Manager Mike Shildt is back with us. And Mike, we had a lot of rain this morning throughout the area. Tony La Russa, when I would pop into his office when I was doing the pregames on those weekdays, he would say, "What's KMOX saying about the weather?" And I'd tell him, you know, I think we're looking good. I love how he used to lean on us for that. And we are looking pretty good, I think, which is a cool day, cloudy, a high of 56 today, Mike. That sounds pretty good to finish this thing. You know what Tony used to also tell me, and he taught me a lot when I first came into covering the Cardinals back in 97, was that when I would say, "Hey, you're two games up in the NL Central," he'd say, how many games over 500 are we?" That's what I look at, Tom. And he said, "You're six games over 500 right now, Mike, at 20-14. Do you have a similar look at that? Do you pay attention to the standings at this point?"
Just trying to get better every day, win a baseball game every day. You know, we keep building on what we're doing. You know, I'm a pretty stay present guy. I mean, you're aware of the record, but you know, yeah, we want to stack on as many wins as possible, but we can only do that by taking care of today.
That's right. And you have the Rockies today, as they have they put up a fight yesterday. I mean, I think that that's a big league ball club with some fight for sure, and a 9-8 win yesterday over Nolan Arenado's former team. I like the way Nolan handled all of that. That can't be an easy thing necessarily, going up against a lot of friends and important people, going to the training staff, to the teammates that he used to have in Colorado. What a pro he is, Mike. He is really, just throughout the year, has been a class act. You knew what kind of talent he had, and certainly you knew him as a person. He has shown that, hasn't he?
Yeah, for sure. A really quality human being, and wants to compete, wants to win, and I imagine a flood of emotions taking place for Nolan. He's handled it very graciously, and he's just gone out and played baseball.
Paul Goldschmidt has absolutely pulverized the baseball here recently, playing across the diamond from Nolan. Here he is, fifth inning yesterday.
They stand a double play depth. From the stretch, the pitch. Goldschmidt hits a high fly ball, deep left field. It's a gunner way out of here. The Cardinals lead 7-5. On the strength of Paul Goldschmidt's fifth home run of the year.
430 feet off the bat of Paul Goldschmidt, and I know that you track exit velocity, contact. It is frightening sometimes how hard that ball comes off of Goldschmidt's bat. Wow, that is really something.
He really got into that one. That was a monster homer in at a very, very, very important part of the game, too. So let's don't forget that. That was a... You know, they tied the game back, and he immediately goes right back out, and, you know, we recapture the 7-5 lead. It was a big, big blow.
Yeah, big time there. What is he like behind the scenes, Mike? You've been with him now for a while. He has a quiet demeanor, but a very strong leadership quality about him, the way he goes about his business.
Yeah, very low-key, take care of my business, not a lot of fanfare, very dedicated to the daily competition, wants to win. First and foremost, like pretty much our whole clubhouse, you know, in front of his own performance. He'd rather go 0-4 and win than go 0-4 and lose. I can confidently tell you that. And really smart guy, really conscientious guy, great baseball IQ, and willing to share it, and just a prince of a human being.
Goldschmidt is hitting third in your order and has been for a while. The top of your order the entire season has been Tommy Edman, who has really taken hold of a couple of things right now in Major League Baseball. He is number one in the National League in hits. 41 hits for Tommy. I know this is not a surprise to you, his dedication to the game. You were playing him and pushing him out there before anybody took notice of how great he was. What is he like as an engine for your team, Mike?
Yeah, it was fairly easy evaluation to see the kind of player Tommy is. He's continued to improve. He's a good player. He's, like I said, he's a guy that starts the engine, and he takes good at bats, gets on base, and has a little pop in his bat too. Switch hitter, so you can't really game plan for him from either side of the plate. Just a really, really good player. Similar to Goldie, similar traits. Quiet guy, conscientious guy, prepared guy, hard nosed guy.
And Dylan Carlson, hitting second in your order, appears to be in a fixed spot there as he scored 3 runs yesterday. Pretty tough, 1-4. And then, of course, DeJong Molina, nothing to sniff at 5-6. But with Dylan Carlson now elevating to that 2 spot in the order, what does that do for him and what does that do for you?
Well, as more importantly, it does for us. He's a good player, and he has allowed us to put him there and create some opportunities in front of Goldie and Nolan. And again, switch hitter that takes just good at bats and plays the game the right way. Just quiet, consistent competitor, which is a really nice compliment. Just goes out and plays the game and understands the situation and plays it accordingly. Did a nice job on the bases yesterday. Really sneaky, good base running play that a lot of guys have got doubled off in that comebacker that Nolan hit. He looks to get back and didn't get doubled off and ended up allowing us to get, put a crooked number on the board early. So good player.
Good player. And then here's another one. So you mentioned the Goldschmidt home run was a big deal. It was a 2-run shot that after Nunez cleared the bases with a double, Goldschmidt's homer in the bottom of the 5th made it 7-5. And then there was this, Paul DeJong.
Pitch is swung on, ripped down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It's scoring Nolan Arenado, and the Cardinals lead 8-5 into second with the RBI double. Paul DeJong, 4 hits in a row for the Cardinals in the 5th inning.
Look out for Paul DeJong now. That's another RBI for him, 17 RBIs for Paulie. He's hitting 193, and of course you would look at that and say that he's not having a good year offensively. But I would say when it comes to power numbers and the ability to drive in runs, there are some very high hopes for Paul DeJong in your mind, Mike Schilt.
Oh, they're not hopes. They're actual. I mean, he's got 17 RBIs, and you mentioned the number, but you look at the last couple of weeks, this guy's been smoking the ball, and then you look at the numbers, and look, nobody wants to hear it, Tom, so I get tired of saying it. Guy hits hard, everybody wants results, but drive you mad if you think you can do anything better. But the guy's hitting bullets all over the yard the last 2 weeks, and some of them left the yard, some of them found gaps, bullet yesterday for the right for an RBI single, bullet down the line. Guy's had good at-bats, man. He's been productive.
Yeah, he has. And Yachty batting 6, as I mentioned. We talked about him last segment. Justin Williams is your number 7 hitter today. The left fielder made arguably the catch of the year over the wall on a foul ball the other day. Goodness gracious. And Justin Williams, he's got that great jump too, doesn't he, Mike? Just that first couple steps in the outfield, very explosive from Justin Williams out there.
Yeah, he made a really nice play. I was bases loaded and end of the inning, and big play from Justin. He's done a nice job out there.
He has. Harrison Bader is your center fielder, and we know what he can do. Take a listen to this.
2-1 is the count, and the pitch is hit into center field, and that's dropping, diving is Bader, and he makes the catch. He laid out in right center field and didn't quit on it and made a terrific play, helping out his pitcher Gallegos.
You have some players out there, Mike. Harrison Bader makes the catch in center field to preserve that lead, and the Cardinals go on to win that game 9-8. Bader also flashing some power, isn't he? Waited on that breaking ball from Gomber the other day and knocked it over the wall.
Yeah, he's taking good at bats. He's a really good defensive player. We got a lot of them, and he's a big part of our club when he's out there and he's playing and doing his thing defensively. Ran down a ball to start the game the other day on McNeil. Ball in the gap. It would have been a triple probably to start the game. Turns into an out. Turned in, a base hit into an out yesterday. It ended up being a big play, with some longer innings taking place towards the back end of the game. And it's been good swings from the baseball. He's done a nice job.
I actually want to play this call if we can. This is Harrison Bader's second inning. And the reason I do this is a couple of reasons. One, people watch it on TV, so might not hear the radio call. Two, they're at the ballpark enjoying the game, might not have heard it. But also, the man calling it is Mike Shannon. Take a listen to Mike here. I love this. May 7th, second inning, Cards Rockets.
Here's a long, high fly ball in the left field. Get up, baby. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Oh, yeah. It bounces into the first row, and it's a home run. He has to go back and touch first base. He does so now, and he's going to touch them all. All right. Big time fireworks show downtown.
50 years in the broadcast booth for Mike Shannon, Mike Schilt. I love hearing that energy out of our man, Mike Shannon. What a great call. What a great moment.
What a stud, man. I'm, huge Shannon fan, and as all of us are, and just what an amazing 50-year career with us, even beyond that as a player. So, man, just a special, special guy that always loved to hear his voice, straight shooter.
Yes, he is. Cardinals Nation wrapping their arms around him. A couple of things before we go, Mike. Miles Michaelis, I know he was able to visit with you a little bit. How's he looking? How's he feeling?
Looking good, feeling good. He got a big smile on his face. He's got a really nice smile, and it's good to see him, be optimistic about what he's doing and feeling healthy. As a competitor, you want to be on the field, you want to be with your guys, and he's, been frustrated, handles well, doing his work. He's got two or three rehab starts, and those go well, he'll be back in our rotation at some point.
Yep, and John Mozeliak's also keeping an eye on him, and he'll be with us at 11:30 here on Sports on a Sunday morning. Finally, Mike, your starter today, Adam Wainwright, and this is related to Mother's Day, because he was placed on the COVID list. His family was down with the virus, and he had the opportunity to come back home and spend time with his family. It's family first in your world, isn't it, Mike? And Adam Wainwright learned very quickly how important Jenny is to the operation. He played mom for a while, and it is not easy. I thought that was so neat how he was able to describe that to everybody, Mike.
Yeah, Wayno's got such a wonderful gift of many to communicate and be vulnerable and share. And, he's definitely, I don't think he ever's taken Jenny for granted, but even more grateful now. And we clearly hope she continues to make a speedy recovery. But, he had to play Mr. Mom and realize that's a tough role. So, we love the moms. They're I don't know how they do it, but they're amazing in what they do and how they do it and how they support us. So, but Wayno, as always, struck the right chord and explained it very well.
Sure did. It's been great talking to you about moms as we started the show about it, and we end the show with it also, except for one thing, and that always is our Dolan Memory Care Homes Play of the Week, Memorable Play of the Week. A lot to choose from, Mike. We'll see what you come up with here for your Memorable Play of the Week, sponsored by Dolan Memory Care Homes.
Yeah, a lot of good memories from the last week, but the one that stood out that I'll remember, and I'm sure he will as well, is Jax Homer.
Oh, I like it. Jax Homer was on Friday, and this is how it sounded right here on KMOX.
There's a swing and a high fly ball. Hit to deep left field. Flaherty has just hit a home run. His first major league home run. The Cardinals lead 3-0 in the third inning.
Got out in a hurry, 416 feet, and Jack went around the bases in a hurry in an excited clubhouse as the Cardinals go on to win that game on Jack Flaherty's very strong performance on the mound and at the plate. And the Cardinals won that game 5-0. If you have a loved one with dementia that needs a safe place to live, contact Dolan Memory Care Homes, where they have no more than 11 residents per household. Visit dolancare.com. Mike, as always, great talking baseball with you. Appreciate it very much. Have a great game today at the ballpark.
Will do. Thanks, Tom. Blessed day. Happy Mother's Day.
And the same to you. There is Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, with us on KMOX. Love the Sunday morning visits with him. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap up the 10 o'clock hour with some baseball nuggets. We'll go around baseball a little bit, and then we'll shift our attention to hockey at the start of the 11 o'clock hour, back to John Mozeliak at 11:30. And James, how about this? What if we finish the show today giving people an opportunity to call in and give a shout out to their mom, you know? I mean, we got a lot of Cardinals fans out there who have amazing mom stories to tell, or just a little shout out to mom. So why don't you tell mom to turn on KMOX, get close to the radio, because you might be appearing on Sports on a Sunday morning. And we'll do that closing out the 11 o'clock hour. So just get ready for that. Those numbers are 314-436-7900 and 800-925-1120 if you want to jot it down. When we come back, we'll go around baseball, let you know what's happening around the league. I'm Tom Ackerman, the Mike Schilt Show. Absolute pleasure to visit with him. Cardinal baseball at 1:15 today, going for the sweep.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Cardinal baseball, 1:15 today, 12:20 pregame. Mike Schilt, what a pleasure. Isn't he a good dude? He really is. Well, I mean, when it comes down to it, you can say what you want about in-game decisions as Cardinals manager. They are all, I've covered La Russa, Matheny, and Schilt, every one of them. La Russa is one of the greatest managers in the history of the game. I think almost every day, it seemed, there we would analyze or discuss or debate something that he did in a game, making a decision. When it comes down to it, Mike Schilt is a great human being, and really enjoyed that conversation. As the Cardinals move forward with their manager and their club, they have themselves a ball game today and go for a sweep. Another good human being, Adam Wainwright, is on the mound for a 1:15 first pitch, and Yadier Molina will be catching him. One of the greatest batteries in the history of baseball, and I say it every time they get together, soak it in. Soak it in and enjoy the moment. The last time they were together, you remember what happened? Yadi caught a complete game from Waino. Went the distance. They lost the game, though. So it's time to get him a little run support. Next time up, he had Andrew Kisner behind the plate. And this time around, he's got Yadi back there again. Kis did a terrific job behind the plate, by the way. But Yadi is back and made his presence felt yesterday with a huge game offensively and defensively. The Cardinals are the leader in the National League Central. They have a two-game lead on the Brewers, who finally won a ball game yesterday. They are two back with a record of 18-16. Cardinals are 20-14. I'll tell you, the Cubs have gotten hot. Cubs have won five in a row. And they're a game over 500, 2.5 back. Reds are 3.5 back in the division, and the Pirates have fallen back to earth. They are 6 back in last place in the NL Central. Cardinals have the second-best record in the National League, and I noticed that in the power rankings, they jumped up rather quickly. I think people started to realize we can't have the Cardinals ranked 12th or 13th or 14th or whatever they were in the power rankings and be the second-best team in the NL. Cardinals have won 8 of their last 10, 20-14. Second best record in the National League. Who has the best record in the NL? The Giants at 20-13 have been a surprising start in the NL West. Leaders elsewhere, the Mets in the East are tied with the Phillies. We'll come back with a little hockey talk, Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.